Support for KSJD's streaming comes from Osprey PAX, independent since 1974, setting the standard for creating and producing innovative, high-quality, caring equipment designed to inspire and ease your journey. Osprey PAX is committed to the local communities where it operates and to protecting the wild places its customers love to explore. For more information, visit OspreyPAX.com.
This is KSJD. Good morning, I'm Tom Yoder. Walking across America is an adventure that many have set out to do, sometimes to benefit a particular cause, but sometimes in order to find oneself along the way. There are many ways to traverse the country on foot, and some try to tackle the task all in one go, while others take many months or even years to accomplish their journey. But one thing's certain, walking across America will profoundly change how a person sees the country and their place in it. Joining me in the KSJD studio this morning is Felipe Gonzalez, who is on his own journey to walk across America. Good morning, Felipe.
Good morning, Tom. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for coming in. Well, you know, the first question I have to ask is why? Why are you walking across America?
I try to ask the same question to myself as to why actually got me to start doing this. And it's more about, it was started off as a spiritual journey, you know, trying to learn more about myself, try to make sense of everything that has happened through me, even before I even started walking. And I just wanted to say that as now has evolved into something that actually I have been enjoying, since I started. And it seems like it's an accomplishment or so that I can share with others. And
Well, what led you to this? I mean, was there a particular event in your life, or did something happen to you, or did you have some sort of awakening or quickening around this, and you just thought, I got to start walking. I want to walk across the country.
Well, what had happened is that I made a huge change in my life. I had moved to Las Vegas, and that was to pursue a different dream. I was living in San Diego, and the dream there was to, just like in, other people that go to Las Vegas, is to make money. So I was so my dream there was being there was to make it in poker. And I started playing, I was playing since I was about 16 years old, and I stopped for so many years, came back, and I started playing again, and started seeing, that this dream here was becoming more of a realization. Huh. I went to Vegas and to have my shot at, becoming a professional poker player. And once I got there, I had a really bad night, just like many other poker players. And But this led me to understand that I needed more in my life than just being in at the tables or playing online for 8 to 10 hours. Mm. Yeah. So once I had this bad night, the next morning I woke up and I started focusing more on myself as far as physically, mentally, spiritually, as I started doing more of this, I started being more adventurous. So I would go out to the national parks around there, and I just loved the outdoors. I started to realize that I was enjoying myself more outside than inside in a casino for, like I said, 8 to 10 hours with people, cigarette smoke everywhere and stuff. It wasn't such a great environment there. And then I thought about it, and I said, well, the whole point about me being in Vegas was to follow this dream of, playing poker, and now I'm spending most of my time outside, outdoors. So then that's like, well, there's no real other point of me being here in Vegas. And I started thinking about what I was going to do. So I thought about, just traveling, finding ways to travel across America, and visiting friends. And I felt like maybe that was a way for me to spend some time alone and to just kind of think about everything that has happened and why it has happened, because I feel like everything in our lives is for a reason. Everything that has happened, the people that we meet in our lives, is because of it's for you know, it's a coincidence that, I mean, it's meant to be, you know, there's a lesson there.
Yeah.
So I wanted to find out what these lessons were in my life.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's really awesome. So tell me a little bit about your route. Let's get into what you're trying to do. I mean, it sounds like you started in San Diego. That was your starting point on the West Coast.
Yeah.
Do you have a particular timetable? Do you have a particular route that you're going to take on the map?
Sure. So what I ended up doing is I kind of just like drew a line diagonally, you know, on the US, you know, on the USA map. And I found Portland, Maine. I didn't know anything about Portland, Maine. I just knew it was on the far east northern corner. So, like,
yeah. Right.
So I kind of
the
just,
other side.
Yeah. Yeah. So I drew a line there, and then I just tried to get as close as possible to that line along the way.
Yeah.
You know, until I
so so you when you started off. I guess maybe the next question is, how did you end up in Cortez? I mean, you're here now. You got this far. Where are you at in your journey right now?
Okay. Well, I'm within, like, I want to say around 800 miles so far that I've walked. And I still have about, like, 2,300 miles to go. So I'm still towards the beginning.
Wow.
And but how I ended up here is that I was actually, I was planning to get to Denver. And so I was just kind of passing by, and I sat across, I sat at a on a bench outside of this place, which is FB Organics, as a coincidence, you know, it's like the, yeah, it's the people that, you know, are supporting this show right now, so, yeah, I sat outside of their bench, and I turned around, and I said, well, this, you know, I like nutrition, I always love nutrition, I would like to learn a little bit more, I'm going to go in there, give it a shot, and see if they're hiring, and if they are, then, and they hire me, then I'll stay.
Yeah. So you'll be here for the winter time, is that your plan?
I'll be here, I'll stay here for the winter, and then, you know, they say that the winters here are pretty long, I was planning to be here for until I, you know, February, March or so, but I've seen pictures of May.
You just never know. Right on.
So,
You're listening to KSJD this morning. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning I'm talking with Felipe Gonzalez, who is on his journey to walk across America, and he's going to winter over here in Cortez. Tell me a little bit about the support that you're getting along the way. You know, as you're walking across America, are people extending help to you? Are you having to go out and ask for help? How is that support working for you?
Yeah, there has been some times where I had to go out and reach out for people for help, but it's for water. You know, those are the times. Because other things, you know, I try to stay stock with like food or so, but sometimes it was just hard, especially in the beginning. I was just carrying everything on my back. I had that plan, you know, for a gallon of water is 8 pounds. And, you know, so I just figured I don't want to be carrying around like an extra weight of like 16 pounds plus, you know, for carrying 2 gallons. So I thought about, you know, that's something I would do, just carry, you know, maybe half a gallon of water. And when I was running low, you know, try to see if I can just reach out into people's houses and just ask for water.
Yeah. Has that worked out? Have people been responsive?
Yeah. People have been, you know, there's, that was my third day in, and somebody saw me with, you know, all this package or, you know, my whole, everything on me, you know, and she said, she saw me and she said, come on into my house, you know. She's like, take that off, take a shower. I'm going to, you know, what do you want breakfast? Are you hungry? You know, just relax.
That's
you know,
awesome.
Take some time off. Yeah. So that was really neat, you know, and I mean, just plenty of other times where people just, you know, when I'm walking, people have stopped, offered me water, offered me any kind of help, you know, from rides, which I don't take.
Kind of beside the point.
Yeah.
So you're using Craigslist also as a way to kind of let people know that you're coming through, or tell me a little bit about how you're doing.
So when I was in San Diego, I was just trying to get the word out of what I was wanting to do. And, you know, I posted it on Facebook and told, you know, people my route and where, you know, some of the towns and cities that I would be stopping at or passing by. And if they were either living there, they had family there or friends, you know, to let them know that I was walking by, because, because sometimes I like to sleep on a bed. So, you know, but yeah, so I used also Craigslist was one of them, and people have reached out to me. I was in, you know, or somebody from Jerome, you know, had contacted me.
Jerome, Arizona
mm-hmm. contacted me about, you know, a couple of weeks after I started my walk, and asked me to stay at, you know, her place whenever I showed up. And I just had to, you know, go with my gut and my faith that, you know, this is a good person as well that just wanted to help somebody out, because I just don't know, you know, this is what I had to go to just with understanding that they're, you know, the goodwill of people. And so, you know, I just try to keep with that state of mind and, you know, just hope for the best. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you learned a lot about other people during this trip and the kindness of strangers.
Yes.
What have you learned about yourself? I mean, what are you learning so far on this trip about you, and how's it changing you?
Well, some of the things that are changing is that, you know, I'm starting to get these feelings that I've been looking for, the feelings of like a purpose, the feelings of something, a way for me to, you know, have a story, you know, to share with people, to be able to help others. You know, to the connection, you know, the connection with people, it has helped me to understand more about that. You know, what I can do for others. And, you know, because I just up to this point, you know, that I was kind of lost. You know, people always talked to me and told me like things about me, and I just really didn't understand much about it. And I was like, well, why are these people telling me this? You know, I don't know, man. Like, I don't seem, you know, I feel like I just like anybody else, which I am, you know, and some of the things that you know, people would tell me like, hey, you know, you're better than this. I know you can do other things, that, you know, to help out people or do something more. And I'm like, no, man, like, I you know, I'm okay with like working for Sprint, you know, for the rest of my life and fixing phones, you know,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. But
it sounds like you discovered that you're not necessarily yeah. okay with that.
Yeah.
You know,
it's just because, you know, just because of the people that have been talking to me and, you know, people that have been in my life and, you know, kind of like I said, this walk has helped me to more understand about what they were wanting to really say. And yeah.
Well, how do people track your progress? You know, you're here in Cortez for the winter, but sure. As you set off, I mean, how can people follow you or track how you're doing?
Yeah, yeah. Facebook is you know, mainly it's Give Life a Wink. Give Life a Wink. Right now, I'm also working on my webpage. Which I did have up for a while, but right now it's down. But that's givelifeawink.com. Also, you can follow throughout my day on Snapchat, also Give Life a Wink. Instagram is Give Life a Wink. Somebody had taken the Twitter handle of Give Life a Wink. So Twitter is Wink at Life.
I like it. Nice job.
Yeah.
Well, Felipe, thank you so much for being here this morning. And, you know, if you want to go meet Felipe, folks, I encourage you to go over and say hello to him over at FB Organics when he's in there sometime.
Yeah.
But, yeah, thank you so much for coming in and telling your story
this
morning.
Yeah, most definitely. It was my pleasure. Thank you. Yeah, had fun.
Felipe Gonzalez, he's here in the studio with me this morning. He's gone his own journey to walk across America. I'm Tom Yoder. You're listening to KSJD.